presenting Orson Welles as The Third Man. The Lives of Harry Lime. The fabulous stories of the immortal character, originally created in the motion picture The Third Man, with zither music by Anton Karas.
Here now is a story of power politics and international intrigue. I got mixed up in it because I decided, just for a change of pace, to earn an honest living. I got myself a concession in Malinia for Buzzo. Buzzo being, as you probably know, a popular soft drink. And Malinia being, as you probably don't know, a small island republic in the Mediterranean. The concession I won in a crap game, as it just happened, the dice were loaded in my favor. But the way things turned out, I'd have been lucky if I'd lost. Stick around, I'll tell you about it.
Orson Welles as Harry Lime, the third man, in today's story, The Dead Candidate.
Hello. Sea's nice and calm, isn't it?
Yes.
You're getting off from Malinia City?
That's right.
Me too.
For goodness sake, what for?
Buzzo.
I'm going to get married. But what about you?
Buzzo.
You keep saying that. Sounds like buzzo.
That's right, buzzo. Millions of people keep saying it. Keep drinking it, too.
Oh, sure. I remember. Buzz off.
That's it. The drink thrill for a nickel. I have the concession for Malinia. Yes, I'm carrying the Buzzo gospel to its last frontier. Aren't you pretty young to be getting married?
Listen, how would you like to be called Count? You're never too young to change a name like that.
I suppose not.
A lady in Washington told my fortune in a teacup for 50 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what she said? She said I'm going to marry a diplomat and take a journey across the sea. And look, it's true. Only what do you think the diplomat's doing now in the bar?
Getting drunk.
No. Playing stud poker with that Greek in the second class.
Is your fiancé a card shop?
No, he's just a diplomat. Consul General in Washington for the Millennium Republic. Someday, he says, they're going to let him be the Millennium Secretary of State.
Yeah, sounds wonderful. When's the wedding?
I don't know. I guess just as soon as I fall in love with him. And there he is, playing poker. Looks like it's going to be an awfully long engagement.
How about breaking the monotony? I warn you, Miss Crow. You're very pretty. I'm going to kiss you.
Okay. That was nice. What's your name?
Harry. Harry Lime.
All right, Harry. You go right ahead and kiss me again.
I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
Oh, Joaquimo, you wouldn't care if you
were.
Well,
I guess I'll be running along.
Don't admit you're not.
Oh, really, I must.
Well, we've been here.
Don't you want to know who that was?
I don't know or care, really. I choose my own occasions for being jealous, darling. You can't force these things.
You're not a Latin at all, Joaquimo.
Of course I am.
When I think of Latin, I think of guitars like the one that's playing now, and a moon like that, and a balcony.
Darling, I don't think a balcony is provided on this boat.
You wouldn't know what to do with it if there was one.
What do you do with a balcony?
Romeo climbed it.
He did nothing. He got over the garden wall, all right, but the balcony was too much for him. That's the whole purpose for a balcony, to present the opposite sexes to each other with maximum visibility. And the minimum availability. It's our romantic Latin nature. We prefer reading the fine print only after a contract is signed.
You know what you are, Joaquimo?
What?
You're a poop. You are going on about women in general, when just 2 minutes ago, your woman in particular was being kissed.
Oh, yes, I forgot to ask you. What was that fellow's name?
Harry Lime.
Never heard of him. Did I tell you I lost the poker game?
Listen, Joaquimo, I want to talk to you seriously.
Oh?
I don't care how Latin you are. Just because we don't love each other is no reason why we have have to get married.
Let's sleep over it.
I don't want to sleep.
You'd better. We're getting into port early tomorrow morning.
I never should have let him go. That was my mistake.
Who, that fellow Lyme?
That fellow Lyme. He's not the fat fellow Lyme.
Well, then who is he?
He's Harry Lyme.
And what of it?
You mean to tell me you never heard of J. Harry Lyme?
Never.
I'm surprised at you. Honestly, I am. How long were you in Washington?
What's that got to do with it?
You were the diplomatic representative of your country, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Haven't you any idea why Harry Lyme is going to Melina?
Why?
You don't know?
No, I don't.
To look things over for the president, that's all.
The president of Melina?
No, the president of the United States.
And what's he got to do with the president?
What has Harry J. Lyme got to do with the president?
I thought it was J. Harry Lyme.
It's the same thing.
You mean he's one of those presidential advisors?
The president doesn't make a move without him. Oh. Of course, you don't see his picture much in the papers. He likes to keep behind the scenes.
But, Susie, you're always making up stories. I'll bet this is another one. If the president was sending somebody to Melina, we would have heard about him.
But this is unofficial.
Oh?
Yes, that's the way he always works, unofficially, incognito. This time he's pretending to be a representative for Buzzo.
For what?
You know, Buzz Off with Buzzo. It's a soft drink.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, Susie, if you go down that companionway and then up by the prow, you can see the porpoises.
The who?
Porpoises.
What of it?
They're phosphorescent.
I don't care.
Well, go and look at them anyway. I'll be with you in a minute.
Well, at least you're being forceful. That's some improvement.
I'm just going to send the cable there. I'll be right with you.
Yes?
You're the wireless man, aren't you?
That's me.
Well, you've been playing your guitar very neatly.
Thanks. You want to hear something special?
Yes, Sammy. You've got the sound of your quick hand on the telegraph key. And nation's fate depends on you. Now, see, you can take this from dictation. It should be in code, of course, but then code costs a little money, and a little money is exactly what my country doesn't have. The Malinian Foreign Ministry, most secret, most urgent. Lyme, repeat, Lyme, first name Harry, arrives Malinia City, my ship tomorrow. Am I going too fast for you?
Yeah, that's okay.
Good. For your information, this Lyme is the American president's chief confidential advisor. Lyme's purpose visiting Malinia, obvious. Stop. Certain, I need not remind you that our repeated attempts to obtain financial aid for Malinia from Washington have been always repulsed due to American prejudice against what they refer to as, quote, dictatorship, unquote, stop. This presidential advisor, Lyme, will be looking for evidence of despotism, brutality, and terrorism in a police state. Need I say that he will not find any such thing? Repeat, Lyme will not find any such thing. Yours, democratically, Joaquin.
Is that all?
Right, send it straight wire.
That'll be $20, mister.
My fiancé will pay you. Good night.
Good morning, Harry. Well, we're almost ready to land. Have you been to Melina before, Harry?
No, I haven't, Susan.
I just thought I'd ask.
Looks nice in here, all those banners and flags. Must be a holiday, huh?
Don't you know what's going on here?
I don't know anything about this place.
Well, it's an awful little dictatorship for one thing. Harry, what are you really doing?
What do you mean really doing? Buzzo, that's what I'm doing. Buzzo.
Well, you just keep on saying Buzzo.
Well, people keep on drinking Buzzo.
Not in Melina. They drink a Bombino. It's made out of the rinds of tangerine.
Well, the days of the Bombino are drawing to a close. What's that noise?
I think it's the Melina National Anthem. Look, there's a pilot coming out to meet us.
Yeah, they got an orchestra on the pilot boat, too. They're really going to town.
Harry, I'm afraid I've started something.
Mm-hmm.
Please take my advice.
Gladly.
The first thing you do when you meet the dictator is to get him to sign over that Buzzo concession. Now's the time.
Yes, but how do I get to see the dictator?
He's coming out to meet you.
Sure, sure, with all his cabinet.
That's right, with all his cabinet.
Have you got any money?
There's $3 left in my purse. Why?
Oh, wonderful. You can take me to dinner tonight. Later in the season, when the citizens start buzzing off of Buzzo, I'll take you.
But we're all having dinner together.
We're all having dinner. Do you want Joaquimo is coming, too?
Not only Joaquimo, the president, the president's wife, the cabinet, and everybody.
About the president, you mean this dictator, Admiral the who's this?
Admiral Cochabamba and Lolita.
Lolita.
You know, the famous Lolita.
That's Mrs. Cochabamba.
It's Mrs. Dictator.
And we're all having dinner at the same table?
That's right.
You're kidding.
Look at those banners on the dock. Here, take my binoculars.
Thanks.
Read what the banners say.
Eva, Harry Lyme. That's funny. You know what it looks like? It looks like Viva Harry Lyme.
That's what it says on it.
give you my word that's how it happened. What am I doing at all? Here I was actually trying to hustle an honest buck. Here I was going straight. And look what I got into. Politics. Susie managed to explain the situation to me just before the official breeding committee got on board. She only meant to impress her boyfriend, and here was the whole Millennium Republic, or rather dictatorship, turning itself out to impress me. First, I was surrounded by numberless dusty-faced little gents, all jingling with medals, and then I was confronted by the fabulous Lolita. Lolita, with her regrettable egrets, her very white, sharp little teeth, baleful green eyes, and skin like uncolored marjoram.
Senor Lyme, in the name of our glorious leader, my husband, I bid you welcome to the island paradise of Malinia. Viva Malinia!
Viva Malinia!
Viva Harry Lyme!
Viva Harry
Lyme! Viva Lolita!
On shore, a lot of beat-up-looking characters without any shoes had been issued armloads of paper roses. They threw the roses at me. Then I was put in an open car with Lolita, and off we went for a triumphal tour of the island.
Returns in just a moment as the third man. Orson Welles, as the third man, continues with today's story, The Dead Candidate.
As of 6:30 that afternoon, I was still an honored guest of the Millennium State, and a banquet was scheduled in my honor. We take you now to the presidential palace, where Lolita is pinning herself into her evening dress. Admiral, his medals all arranged, is waiting for us on the other side of the screen.
See who that is, Sugar Plum.
It's Joachimo.
Your Excellency.
Yes, Joachimo?
My uncle Isidro is fading fast. I expect to hear any moment that he has taken wing.
Too bad. The best foreign minister I ever had.
I gather I inherit the post.
But what's that?
Please don't bother to object, Your Excellency. My uncle Isidro has recovered speech long enough to brief me on the job.
What do you mean?
Signora, the essential for a post in your husband's government is information.
I cannot remember that your uncle Isidro was ever minister of information.
He was minister of culture, which is a title, and chief of secret police, which is a fact. In Malinia, the information is politically important in direct relation to who has it about who. Uncle Isidro had lots and lots about everybody. A legacy is handing down to me. But don't worry. All the dirt will be as closely guarded as before. I look upon this as a point of family honor.
And I look upon it as a form of blackmail.
I suggest we stop bickering, Signora, and get down to immediate questions of state.
Such as?
Such as persuading this Harry Lyme to use his influence in Washington to get us some of that money.
And how are we going to do that?
Oh, that's easy. By convincing Lyme that Malignia is really a democracy.
No. These phony demonstrations of democracy for Lyme's benefit to put us in a difficult position.
Difficult, difficult. Just as you speak, Lolita, made today.
What about my speech?
Signora, it was dynamite.
You promised the people freedom of speech, freedom of worship, shorter hours, higher pay, old age benefits, and hot lunches for the children in school. Naturally, there was applause. We don't even have a school to serve the lunches
in. That was just for Lyme's benefit. Did we get his name on the check?
It's not that easy.
Free press, free speech, free lunches. The next thing, they will be wanting to vote.
That's just what I was going to suggest.
You what? What?
We must, in the words of Shakespeare, busy giddy minds with a presidential campaign.
You mean with more than one candidate?
And ballots to fill out?
We're trying to look like a democracy, aren't we? Well, what could be more convincingly democratic than a presidential election?
That's just silly.
I must say I agree with Lolita. The idea of a presidential election in Maligna is silly.
May I ask why?
Why? Because there's only me to vote for.
Suppose we find someone else?
Why should we?
You mean somebody on our side, somebody safe. Me, for instance. Signora Presidente, it sounds rather nice.
Not sweet, mate. Let's not get ourselves excited.
Since the communist menace is just as necessary to an election, it's my suggestion we combine the two.
And you want me to run against the rest? Where are you going to find one?
Well, I did think of Campo.
Campo? We only called him a rat. Poor old Campo. I'd almost forgotten him. He was nothing but a milk and water social democrat. That's the real trouble with Campo is he is dead.
Who's Campo, Sugar Plum?
Before your time, sweetmeat. Campo was the president of the republic before the coup d'etat.
What did he die of?
Oh, some of the boys were chasing him.
The boys?
My boys.
It was fairly rough going in the last days of the civil war.
You know the sea cliff up west of the country club above the prison camp called Robber's Leap? Well, Campo left. We told the people that he fled, escaping justice by leaving the country, which is, after all, more or less what happened. By the way, where's Lyme?
In the Grand Imperial Hotel in his suite. He wanted a hot bath.
Did he get it at the Grand Imperial? He made history.
While I was in America, Excellency, I made quite a survey of election campaign methods. And in many cities and even in some states...
Please, wait, make me another drink.
Look, I'm sorry to press this point, but I'm not mistaken, am I, in the belief that we're facing a real crisis?
Crisis? Bankruptcy? Not too much water, sweetie.
Now, to get back to the American election.
Don't eat so many nuts, Sugar.
Let us say that some political machine is challenged by a reform party. Yes? Well, first, if this other party gets a bigger vote, there's a venerable tradition of dropping the ballot boxes in the river. But the best tactic is to ensure victory from the outset, and for this purpose, the cemetery is there.
The what?
What good the cemetery?
Party workers are sent to the public graveyard. They consult the names on the tombstones and make careful lists, which come in very handy on election day. There's no better way of getting a comfortable majority for the straight party ticket. Really, there's nothing more reliable than a dead voter. Now, my idea is even better. Without boasting, I feel it bears the hallmark of true statement.
All right, all right. What is it?
I put it simply.
I doubt that, but go on.
If you can improve your chances in political campaigns by using dead voters, why not make absolutely sure?
Fine, but how do you do it?
Isn't it obvious? A dead candidate.
Naturally, I wasn't present for any of these secret meetings of state, but later I managed to piece it all together in jail. How did I happen to be in jail? We're coming to that. But just for a minute, let's review the situation. The Malinian dictatorship was busy turning itself into a democracy to put it over on Harry Lyme, who in turn was putting it over on Malinia. The banquet, in my honor, of course, was a big do in which all the guests got themselves nicely tanked up on a bombino. I managed finally to get away for a taxi ride with Susie. The driver took us up to a place called Lover's Leap.
Lover's Leap is what they call it, Senorita. But Campo's Leap is the real name.
Campo? That's the name of the man who's going to run the election.
Mm.
They told us about his night, Harry.
Sure it is.
But, driver, you don't mean to say he jumped in the ocean from here.
Senorita, he did not have any choice.
But he couldn't have lived.
Oh, we have always told ourselves that he did, senor. A sardine boat picked him up, and someday he comes sailing back and delivers Malinia from its bondage.
But, driver, haven't you heard about the election?
Maybe the driver wasn't at the bank.
Oh, that's true. Well, driver, they just announced the election tonight. Campo is going to run for president.
Too bad.
Oh, why too bad?
Well, you said they were running him for president.
Yes.
Then he must certainly be dead.
Yes, but what happens if they elect him?
Elect who?
The dead candidate, of course. It's your idea. What happens if this social democratist Campo wins the election?
Signor, of course he'll win it.
How can he if he's dead?
That's just what makes it such good politics. We encourage the popular notion that Campo is alive. And since he's not, he's the perfect candidate to run against the admiral.
But that means Sugar Plum will be defeated.
Yes, the voting public is notoriously ungrateful. But listen to this, senor. We read it so that Campo apparently announces that the infirmity and old age make it inadvisable for him to return from exile.
I should think so. The man's dead.
Meanwhile, Up on Campo's Leap, the Millennium moon was still going full force.
Harry.
Yes, sir?
Come closer.
Closer?
No, keep your head up. I want to get a look at you.
Senorita, you have noticed it as well.
Driver, you're a very nice driver, I'm sure, but I wish you'd go away.
No, senor, no. You will be needing me to drive you to the hospital.
Hospital?
It's true. You're coming out in spots, isn't he, driver?
Yes, and just where will you see him tomorrow morning?
Spots? What kind of spots?
Millennium measles, senor. That'll be 3 weeks at least, senor, in quarantine.
Millennium measles. That's what I had to thank for missing the better part of the history-making Millennium election campaign. However, Susie, who came daily to push fresh fruit through the bars of the pest house, kept me pretty closely informed.
Come in, come in.
Is this your office,
Akira? Yes, excuse the shirts, please, but we're awfully busy in here.
Are all those titles on the door?
Yes, I'm now acting Minister of Culture. I have a drink. Chief of Secret Police and the Admiral's Campaign Manager. Here you are.
Thanks, Akira. Oh, well, this is Basil.
Certainly it's Basil. The staff is sweeping Abomino right off the market.
Now, tell me about Campo.
Campo's doing almost as well.
And Friso?
Friso, never heard of him. No, besides the Admiral, Campo's the only candidate.
Friso isn't a candidate. It's a drink.
You mean like Basil?
Well, Friso is better than Basil, really, if you ask me.
I didn't. Lime gave me a nice percentage of the Basil concession, and there's no need for competition.
Competition is democracy.
Exactly. Here, let me read you Campo's dying words. I just wrote them. Beloved fellow countrymen, you see, we thought we'd best let him die officially just on the election eve. More dramatic that way and a whole lot safer. Come in, come in!
Hello, it's me.
Keep your distance, you're in quarantine.
Not anymore. I sort out the bars with my nail file. Besides, my spots are fading, aren't they, Susie?
A little, Harry, but there's such a lot of them, aren't there?
Joaquimo, I came here to make a confession.
Sorry, we haven't got time for that now.
No, this election has gone far enough, old man.
You got instructions from Washington?
No, I don't ever get any instructions from Washington. This was Susie's idea, Joaquimo. She just made up one of her little stories.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me you are not the president's right-hand man?
Right.
You're under arrest!
Arrest?
What for?
Suspicion of being an American spy! Take him away!
En route to the Huizcao, my little escort party and I encountered a new visitor to the island. A dapper, ambassadorial sort of character with a crew cut.
Look here. Are you an American?
I am.
Oh, thank heaven.
Maybe you can get me out of this. My name is Lime.
Lime? Did you say Lime?
Yes, Lime.
Not Lime of Buzzo.
Well, yes.
I'm Jones of Friso. Good day, sir. Hello, get me the newspapers. Get me the newspapers on the phone. Quiet now, everybody. Quiet now. Let's keep our heads. Hello, hello. This here, this is office. Quiet! Here's your headline for tonight. Lord of Holmes discovered. Master Lord Clare. That's right. Call out the guards. Close all the bars and the billiard halls. Cut off the telephone.
Wait, wait. Wait, I can improve that headline.
Quiet! Yes! Never mind the newspapers. Send the boys out to burn up the ballot boxes.
Too late, too late.
What do you mean?
Too late.
Too late.
Too late.
It doesn't matter if it's Campo's alive.
Yes, but it does matter if he's alive.
Alive? You mean Campo isn't dead?
After all, he certainly isn't. He's been in America all this time working for Friso.
What's Friso?
Another one of those soft drinks.
Campo's been working as a bottle washer in the Scranton Works. Well, you know how Friso feels about Basil.
Signora, this is not a competition between photophobes.
Oh, yes, it is. Now, Friso sees a way to edge Basil out of Malignia. They've chartered a special plane.
A special plane?
Yes. President elect Campo is due into Malignia tonight.
Well, you know what that means.
It means a special plane for us going out. Well, Your Excellency, we have dared greatly. And we have failed.
Yes, what do you want?
My name is Jones.
Who cares?
Jones of Friso. Signora, Your Excellency, gentlemen, I beg to inform you that Melinia is liberated.
What do you mean, liberated?
You must face the logic of history, Signora. Yes, democracy has come to Melinia by courtesy of Friso.
Friso! Friso!
Harry Lyme returns in just a moment. Thank you. And now, Harry Lyme.
Included in the liberation, I'm glad to say, was one slightly spotted jailbird by the name of Harry Lyme. I was also included on the passenger list of the outgoing plane. And there you have it, the inside dope on the birth of a nation. I'll never go straight again.